FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free. It is the Tuesday night edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes if you take over the show at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we get to bring up what we want. And this is one of those shows where the prep is just all over the place. Just so much prep, so little time. I know we'll get to a fraction of it at best. I'm scared to even sell any of this great prep that we have, because just knowing the way Free Talk Live is, odds are good you're going to call in and we'll totally go off on tangents and never even get to what we're going to talk about. But I think we can sell that you went to Star Wars last night, man.
Yeah, I definitely went to Star Wars last night.
And so we'll have to get your opinions. That's coming up. We'll definitely get to that tonight. But you said you had some email. We're going to get to that as well. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can check out the live streaming that we have there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, everybody who's online can listen for free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or log on to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, it is. So tell me about this email. You said you got a Manwich Love Fest email or something like that?
I got an email here.
Okay. You're so happy when you get an email.
It happens so rarely.
Well, because most people send to FTL at freetalklive.com.
That's the address we push.
Right.
Email
that's
us
like
at
the on-air email address.
Mm-hmm. Email us at FTL at freetalklive.com is what we say all the time.
Right.
But the hidden on the website, if you like, go to the, I don't know where it is, but there's some section on the website you can find my email address if you really want to. Or you can just, it's manwich at freetalklive.com.
Right.
And every once in a while, I get an email. And this one's pretty good. It's from John.
Okay.
Thank you for being the one person on the show that makes any GD sense on this issue.
Uh-huh.
This issue, you'll figure it out in
okay.
just a second. I usually agree with those guys. But not on this at all. You're right. The movies over there, which he's referring to Hong Kong, aren't nearly as good. Hollywood pours tons of money into movies. The new Star Wars has tens of millions of dollars of visual effects. If we lived in Ian's world where we can steal whatever we want, no one would put that kind of money into high-budget films. Films are a huge risk. Only one or two in ten even make a profit. I would say that that's pretty close to true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure that where Ian was going with the BS invention companies, but I don't know. I don't know exactly where you're going with it either. But it was
we were just explaining
how it
worked.
Yeah.
We were explaining that patent law hurts people that they're intending to help. That's the point of that.
It seemed like he was playing his violin for dumb people. If there were no patents, then his nightmare would come true. Corporations would steal every idea that anyone ever had.
See, that's just it. That's the paradigm that is totally wrong. He's looking at the absence of patent law and assuming that the market would work in the exact same way that it does today, when it is totally my suggestion that the market would adjust itself to whatever means necessary to still allow for ideas to come out, to still allow for the sharing of ideas, but at the same time allow people to profit from the sharing of ideas.
I think that you would see... I don't think you would see the industries behind music, therefore, mm-hmm. as a great polished pieces. You know, like, I don't think you'd see as much good music just because there wouldn't be as much money behind it.
What do you mean you wouldn't see as much good music? There's hardly any good so-called music out there on the popular music market good. Compared to what you can get at your local bar with some local musicians. There's plenty of good music out there right now, and there still would be if there was no copyright.
Thanks. That's your opinion.
That's my opinion. You're absolutely right.
So there wouldn't be...
And I think there's a lot of musicians that think there's a lot of good music right now,
too. You could just forget books.
Uh-huh.
Like they would go away.
Right. Oh, yeah. There were no books back in the days of Charles Dickens and all those other... Shakespeare.
High-budget films like this guy's talking about. Where are the high-budget films going to come from?
Look, I can't answer you as to how the market is would work in this case, but... I can't say that I support government coercion in order to have high-budget films. If there's a demand for high-budget films,
I don't call
then it will be filled.
Protecting property, be it intellectual or regular property, I don't call that government coercion. That's what you call it.
It is government coercion. That's why I call it monopoly privilege, because if I put the same characters or the same frames, the same shots in the same order that you do, and I go ahead and market that particular movie, and the government's going to come and tell me and force me to stop doing it because I've put the same ideas into the same order that you did. And the same thing with books and everything like that. To suggest that you have the only ability to put letters into a specific order, and I can't do that, you're using the government to forcibly prevent me from doing that.
Well, John says, I'm sick and tired of paying more for music because people like Ian want to steal it. And I'm going to lose my S if I hear Froggy Throat Johnson say, it's just a bunch of ones and zeros. One more time. Those ones and zeros take thousands of man hours to produce. Mm-hmm. Just because it's easy to rob someone doesn't make it right. Glad you're back. I could barely listen to the show with Froggy filling in, making S up on the fly.
That's so nice. That's so sweet.
Yeah, Johnson probably wrote it.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, to suggest that the world would end were it not for patent law, were it not for copyright, is, I think, totally ignorant of the principles that we are
basing. The world wouldn't end without hammers either, man, but why suggest that we do away with such a great thing that's benefited us so
well? Well, what do you think? That's great that you bring that up, because it brings me back to an old point. What if patent law existed way back when? Speaking of hammers, when cavemen were coming up with ideas like fire and hammers and the wheel and things like that, what would happen if
men, which cavemen figure out how to carve stone into hammer, so can make better houses and cave on wall, whatever.
You created the hammer, and then you went to the Cave Regulatory Commission, filled out the right paperwork, because you knew that you had to protect your invention, and then that way nobody else around you could possibly use the hammer idea unless they gave you some coconuts or something like that to actually pay you for the idea.
Either my family would die out and therefore the patent wouldn't count anymore because all my descendants were dead, or my descendants would be a third of the Earth's population, because we're talking about so long ago on wheels or fire or whatever here, that everybody would be getting a check. So it doesn't really matter.
Let's go to Martin in Michigan. Martin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manuichello.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
What's up?
Hey.
Did you see that our fine House of Representatives today got down to some serious business in governing this country and introduced the new Clean Sport Act law?
Are you serious?
It was officially introduced today, and they're going to have minimum standards for all sports in the United States.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I did not see this at all.
It just came out today. McCain, I guess, is the main guy involved on it. But
the House voted on this?
It hasn't been voted. The bill has been introduced today.
Oh, okay.
The bill has been written.
And okay, well, not as bad as it could have been.
Think of that, because to me, I mean, if they're going to do something, you think they could worry about something a little more important, like, maybe getting rid of the designated hitter or artificial turf. What's next?
I don't know, man. That's pretty crazy. I mean, that is just nuts.
It's just crazy.
This country is insane. We have just gone totally crazy with power in Washington, D.C. Now we're going to tell sports leagues how they should run their businesses.
You know, I think it's about time, though, because I'm sick and tired of all those different belts in boxing. You know, you can't tell who's the heavyweight world champion, really.
Which one? There's about eight of them.
There's about nine of them, you know. Let's find, we need one darn belt, you know, the John McCain United States heavyweight belt champion thing, and, you know, then we'll know.
Martin, yeah. good call. Any final thoughts?
On another sports topic, very quick, I want to know what you guys take on public funding for stadiums.
You know what? That's a great question. If you want to hang on, you can, Martin. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I was actually going to address that in relation to this, because I was going to say, well, that's what you get, you sports owners, for contracting with the government, for making deals with sports stadiums. You get screwed eventually. That's how government works. They come around to everybody.
Yeah.
It's now it's your turn.
They always do.
More Free Talk Live on the way.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Hijack the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever you want goes. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It's the Tuesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. It's our digital playground. We have got thousands of posts for you to surf around through there. We've got hundreds of people interacting, very near the 500 mark, so be sure you join up. It's a lot of fun, and of course it's free at freetalklive.com. Now, we had Martin ask us before we went away what we thought about public funding for sports stadiums. And Manwich, how do you feel about that issue?
Well, you know, I've got to say, at one point I was on the side that I hadn't really thought about it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, of course the public, Tampa Bay should pay to have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers stadium built. We're the Tampa Bay, right? Well, you know, most people do, you know, in the Tampa Bay area, a lot of people like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but not everybody does.
Mm-mm. I don't watch.
And no, you don't. You could care less.
Right.
And
I'm sure there are more who are like me.
Yeah. There certainly are more that are like you. And those people really shouldn't be obligated to pay anything.
No way.
Now,
the people buying the tickets should.
In the case of you, you don't happen to live in the county that the stadium's built in, so I don't think that there's actually any cost.
Probably not.
For the stadium. But there's probably people in that particular county, the Hillsborough County or whatever, that have to pay it, even though it's the Tampa Bay and it reaches
whatever.
All over. It doesn't really matter. The thing is it... It's just wrong, you know? I mean...
It is wrong. It's coercion.
You know,
it's
what if...
Forcing people at gunpoint to support a sports team.
It's like saying, you know, I mean, it's like forcing people to pay for the pool league at the local bar.
But they claim, Manwich, that it brings tourists. It brings business to the Tampa Bay area.
I don't think it really does that much. I mean, the Super Bowl may, but...
But it's
really.
Good for the community, Manwich.
How
good
is it
for
good for the community?
I don't know. I'm just giving you the lines that they use. I really can't back them up.
The thing is that they don't make any sense. They're good for some local businesses that sell food in that general vicinity.
They should be the ones investing.
Well, yeah, they should say, oh, yeah, we love that Tampa Bay Buccaneers thing. Here's a check for $10,000.
You know who it really is good for? It's good for the owners of the stadiums.
Absolutely.
Because they don't have to pony up as much money as they would if it was all on them. Because if it was all on, was it Malcolm Glazer or whoever owns the Buccaneers?
Something
I don't
like
even
that.
Know who. Yeah, I don't pay any attention. But the guy who owns the Buccaneers, if it was all on him to pony up the dollars for that stadium and for all the surrounding things that you need, the parking lots and everything, then he'd be the only one who would lose if things didn't work out. You know, like the Devil Rays, for instance, here in Tampa Bay aren't exactly the hot ticket.
Yeah.
If things don't work out, not everybody in the area doesn't lose, only that guy and his investor buddies lose. That's the way it should be. That's the way the market is supposed to work.
Those
to tax
people,
everybody.
Those are the people that are going to make the money.
Exactly. We're not going to see a cut of it for all of their talk about, oh, well, it brings people to the area. Oh, it brings more business.
Oh, good, drunk people peeing in my yard.
Yeah.
That's not what the people that, right. you know, being brought to the area are all
If it
about.
Doesn't bring me a check, I don't want my money invested. Thank you very much. No, stadiums, public funding of sports stadiums, terrible.
I'd like to make it clear that there was a time when football wasn't as big a business as it is now.
Mm.
They still had stadiums, and they still had football, you know?
You're right.
The owners didn't get rich off of these. I mean, they made some money, certainly, but they weren't getting rich like Malcolm Glazer's getting rich. And the football players were making enough money to live on, but they weren't making millions of dollars a year either.
What a great deal for the stadium owner, for the sports team owner. He gets to profit and doesn't really have to put out much. The community's taking the risk. It's communist.
It actually is communism. And the fact
is disgusting.
None of this stuff, what's disgusting is what has happened to the sport as a result. The sport has become, you know, just it's full of these enhancing drugs that they have,
right.
you know, steroids and all that other stuff. It's not for the love of the game anymore.
Mm.
You know,
for the love of money, baby.
This isn't Johnny Unitas' football anymore. And the reason it's been perverted is for, you know, the very same reason, public building of stadiums. I don't know how it used to be. I don't know if they used public dollars to build stadiums back, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
One of the
but
things
they should have been doing it then either.
One of the things you should know about government, in case you haven't figured this out yet, is it's a mechanism, a violent mechanism that people, interest groups, people who lobby the government, they use this violent mechanism to force others to do their bidding. Whether it be, you know, the Christians wanting to force the Bible into the schools, or people who want sexual education being forced into the schools, or stadium owners forcing their stadiums on the taxpayers of a given area. Eventually, somebody takes control that you don't like. Even if your guys are in charge right now, eventually, 4-8 years from now, somebody else is going to be sitting in that office,
yep.
and he's going to use the power and that force, the guns of government, if you will, going to turn them on you. And here it is. Here's the evidence. The stadium owners, for years, have been using the government
yep.
to point guns at people to fund their stadiums. Now what's happening? Washington, D.C., as Martin called in before, I found the information here. This is fresh news. I mean, literally as of 2 hours ago, Congress took another step in trying to find a solution to the ongoing battle to drug to control drug testing in professional sports.
Who writes this crap? Who writes this crap?
This was the Sports Network.
Congress has stuck its nose into another place it just doesn't belong today.
Republican scumbag John McCain from Arizona is in charge of this. He says, quote, "Over a year ago, I said publicly that the failure of professional sports, in particular Major League Baseball, to commit to addressing the issue of doping straight on and immediately would motivate Congress to search for legislative remedies. Despite my clear warning, and the significant attention that I and others in Congress have given to this stain on professional sports, baseball and other professional leagues have refused to do the right thing. By introducing this bill, I'm once again asking the leagues to shore up the integrity to professional sports." He's asking them, Manwich. He's just introducing this bill because he wants to ask them to do the right thing. Can you believe the hubris of this man?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Tuesday's announcement, which some other jerks, one of the other sponsors, said was comprehensive, tough, and necessary legislation. Apparently, it's going to...
Well, is it just on taking of steroids?
Because yes, performance-enhancing drugs.
There really are laws for this already, though.
And it's targeted at Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA, and the NHL specifically.
But there are laws on steroids already. And let's to be clear...
But there's not enough, man, which there's never enough laws for those.
Because we can pass another GD law and really make a difference this time. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop steroids in Major League sports. You know, we're going to stop guys from trying to take illegal drugs when we offer them $10 or $15 million a year to do it. You know, just get a little better, hit the ball a little farther, hit the next guy a little harder, you know, and we'll give you millions of dollars a year.
There would be apparently a minimum penalty of a 2-year ban for a first offense by a player and then a lifetime ban for a second offense. This is going to be, again, imposed by Congress. There would be due process, though, for players who test positive, and the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy would have the ability to expand the legislation at any old time he pleased to include additional sports leagues, possibly the NCAA. And finally, get this last quote from McCain. It's amazing. Quote, "I remain hopeful that professional sports will reform their drug testing policies on their own. A modest proposal in the eyes of reasonable people. However, the introduction of this bill demonstrates the continued seriousness with which Congress views this issue. It should be seen as a renewed invitation to the leagues to clean up their sports on their own without government interference. We're inviting you. Clean up your leagues. Or else. That's the message. We're going to do it for you. This is so un-American. It is just amazing. And if you got a comment, it's 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Lime green, smoky black, pomegranate red, and crystal clear. If you're thinking fashion colors for spring, back up and think car fluids. And when I come back, I'll tell you all about them.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. The same spring shades you see on Paris runways can be found on garage floors. And these colors speak volumes as to current or potential problems. Lime green says, coolant, check your radiator. Smoky black whispers oil leaks, could be engine, differential, or power steering. Pomegranate or brownish red hints transmission fluid. And crystal clear may say harmless condensation, or may shout danger, your brake fluid's leaking. Make sure your car is in the pink. Catch these fluids on a newspaper for your mechanic to evaluate. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
A quick email here from John. He emailed us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, what a joke that these teams always con the citizens into building them a new stadium. Oftentimes, the owners hold the city hostage, saying that if they don't get the welfare, they'll move the team. The Arizona Cardinals are building a new stadium with the Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority contributing $266 million.
Jeez.
If the taxpayers have to pay for the stadiums, they should be named after our heroes instead of corporations.
Yeah.
The citizens of Arizona should demand that the place be named after Pat Tillman instead of some junk food company. By the way, it's often the case that the whole metro area pays for the facility, not just the county in which it is built. And in regards to them conning the citizens into building them a new stadium, I don't think that's the case at all. They don't con the citizens. They pressure the politicians. The citizens don't have a say. There's usually not a referenda.
Well, there's usually not an outcry either.
That's true.
I mean,
but then again, usually people don't pay attention to politics either.
Yeah, they don't.
That's the other thing. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, lad.
Hey.
Well, I wanted to continue my trend of giving you guys the first scoop on pieces of news.
Oh, great.
There is, as you know, there's been a little bit of a trend of civil disobedience that has started in New Hampshire. Just
I think it's a good trend, and it deserves duplicating.
Just over the last couple of weeks, libertarian civil disobedience. And that has now spread again. As you know, there was an outlaw manicure provided without a license earlier this month. Now a guy has avowed that he will attempt to board an aircraft without an ID on June 11th. And the latest thing is that there's a guy in Kentucky who's affiliated with the Free State Project but hasn't moved yet. And on July 2nd, I believe, he is going to hand his home-brewed beer to a returning Iraq War veteran who is underage.
Ooh, really?
He's going to do it right in front, I guess, at one of the county courthouse or something.
Yes, I imagine he's going to do it someplace that'll get him caught.
Now, you said he's going to hand it to him, which means he's not going to be selling it.
Correct. He's not going to sell it.
Because then he'd be violating even more laws, and he just wants to point out how asinine the drinking age laws are.
Correct.
Excellent.
I guess they have I guess he's going to be a home brew with his own, whatever. I guess whatever it is going to get more publicity.
That can't be bad.
No, it's a very cool idea. And actually, this, as you said, is happening in Kentucky, not even New Hampshire. Now, is he doing this to bring attention to the Free State Project? Is he just doing it to bring attention to the law just because he's excited or what?
Wants to push his beer?
He wants to bring attention to the Free State Project and to the law.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't live in New Hampshire yet. I've met him. He's been here to visit, and I guess he just kind of got bitten by the bug.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very inspirational what the guys up there in New Hampshire have been doing, the New Hampshire Undergrounders. And, I mean, if this... like you said, it's just been a matter of weeks, Dave, and we've already had one serious act of civil disobedience that has gotten major press coverage. And now we've got two more scheduled within the next month or so. And, I mean, just the growth on this is pretty phenomenal. What do you think is going to be happening by December?
Unknown. I mean, if you think about it, the Free State Project itself was exponentially growing for a while, and then it kind of petered out, and everybody kind of went to, you know, all the activists went to New Hampshire, and it kind of morphed into different things. And the original project has sort of become, you know, the old news, and now it's us, you know, kind of the news. But the, who knows? I mean, this could continue to explode, or at some point it could peter out if we run out of, people that have the guts.
One thing's for sure, you're never going to run out of bad laws to be disobedient about.
No, that's not going to be a problem.
So, yeah, I guess the only question is if they lock enough of us up or lock enough of you guys up, you will physically run out of people. But it was really exciting to me thinking last night, I was actually on the bulletin board there at nhfree.com, which is a great website. That's where you guys hang out and kind of discuss things. And just thinking about it, just kind of fathoming the idea. Because the Free State Project is, the idea is to take 20,000 people that feel like we do, people that want more freedom in their lives, people that want to get the government out of their lives. Take 20,000 people that feel that way and move them all to the same state, to New Hampshire in this case, because that was the state that was chosen. And it just kind of got me thinking. You've got two guys, or three guys at this point, that have done or are going to be doing civil disobedience acts. And I thought, wow, just the press coverage and the synergy that has been created from just these three events, and two of them haven't even happened yet, it just got me thinking, oh my goodness, imagine 20 people doing a civil disobedience event. Imagine 20 outlaw manicurists all at the same time. Imagine 200.
Yeah.
Can you even fathom what 2,000 would be like?
I think if we had 2,000 activists in New Hampshire, we'd get the job done. We're not going to need 20 grand.
I agree with you. I think 2,000 real activists is more than enough.
You know, if there were 200, if there were 20 people out there giving outlaw manicures in front of the cosmetology board of New Hampshire, they wouldn't have arrested them.
They didn't even have room for the one that they did arrest.
They wouldn't have arrested him.
It's just an amazing thought, and that's all it takes is just people that are willing to stand up. I mean, the guy, the outlaw manicurist, was threatened with lawsuits by the state. He was they sent the sheriff to his house to deliver court paperwork. They did everything they could to grandstand and try to instill fear in him.
Yep.
And he did it anyway. They backed down on him. Yes, he did get arrested, but they did not file the lawsuit. They withdrew the lawsuit prior to the actual event. Because
yep.
They were scared of somebody who knew their rights. They were scared of somebody who was willing to stand up against a bad law. And that's all it takes. It just takes people with a little bit of courage. And if there's a bunch of people with a little bit of courage working together, we could really make some huge differences. In fact, not just in New Hampshire, but I think in the entire nation, if not the world.
Really? There really would be.
Well, I think they've got a lot of courage, not just a little.
When I say a little bit of courage, I guess I just am thinking like a little bit more than most people, which most people don't have very much at all. So excellent news, Dave. Anything else going on up there that we need to know about?
Well, Russell's sending out his note to the TSA, actually to the airport director today, announcing what he's going to do. And then I guess the Portsmouth Herald got wind of it earlier today, and they called him today, and that'll be in the newspaper tomorrow. So
this is the guy who is not going to show his identification to the TSA in the airport.
Correct.
I read something about apparently there's actually no law that says that you have to show the TSA your ID, although in your contract with the airline, you apparently have to show the airline representative your ID.
There is, I guess, a secret law that's even more sinister,
really,
supposedly, that people talk about. But if it's secret, it doesn't exist.
Well, because what I was reading at NHP.com today suggested there was actually a story from somebody who'd done something similar but didn't make a fuss about it. He just did it on his own. And he apparently was successful at it. He was successful at not showing his identification to the TSA. So it is definitely possible. And what they'll do, though, with news cameras around is another, you know, another question. So
right.
Should be very interesting. And as always, we appreciate the update. Dave, any final words?
No. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
It's inspiring, you know?
It really is, and it's inspiring, and it's exciting to think that this is happening.
But it's not expiring.
In the United States. What?
But it's not expiring.
No, it's not expiring. This is a movement that is not going to expire anytime soon. It's just getting started. This pro-freedom movement, this pro-liberty direction that some of the people in this country are going. It is turning into a real
phenomenon.
The ones
that care enough about liberty.
Exactly.
You know, they're not just giving it lip service.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control toll-free, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, anything goes, political, personal, pop culture even, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archive section, the last 6 days' worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website, but that's not where we stop. You can actually go all the way back to March 1st. Totally on the house, thanks to the good folks at downloadradio.org. We've got a link right there underneath our sixth archive. It'll take you straight to them. Real easy. And it's free. at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, the show about your calls. Let's talk to Terry in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
What's going on?
Hey. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, with the political situation as it is, I was just curious as if you guys might know what our Homeland Security threat level was right now.
I don't think I care, but what is it?
I would say.
Well, I was just wondering how come we haven't heard nothing about it since the election.
Oh, that's probably true, yeah.
Before the elections, we were hearing about it daily.
Yeah, the threat levels, Amber or whatever, Magenta,
good point.
Chartreuse.
Point well taken, sir.
Just a point.
Okay, anything else on your mind?
No, I thought you all came down kind of hard on what's his name, the Vietnam vet.
McCain?
Senator. Not McCain, yeah.
Well, he's a jerk.
Well, he...
I'm not going to hold back on a thug like that that wants to use the government to point guns at business owners and other people.
Well, my point is his history, his veteran history.
Just because you fought in a war doesn't mean that you deserve respect for everything you do after that.
He didn't fight as much as he sat in a prison.
That's true.
Whatever.
I'm sorry about that,
He's one of the few that will shoot from the hip.
Uh-huh.
He's
taxing us to death.
When he makes a statement,
mm-hmm.
you can pretty much guess that, you know, you don't have to wonder about what he's saying.
Oh, actually, it sounded like a double speak to me. What he was saying was, we're gonna suggest that you guys go ahead and start doing this drug testing. And he just kind of left out the whole, or else we're going to force it on you part. Are you okay with that, Terry?
Well, see, the thing is I'm not a sports fan.
Okay.
I'm not a sports fan. Everybody gets so wound up when you got these people that are on multi-million dollar contracts. They're basically playing a child's game.
Yeah. You know, I'm with you, Terry. I don't like sports either.
You know, I'm not a sports fan. I can't get wound up. And if these people, you know, you're playing a game, and you're becoming a very, very wealthy man playing mm-hmm. a child's game.
Right.
And if you can't play by the rules, I say drug test them once, and if they flunk, kick them out of the game.
Well, now, wait a minute, Terry.
What rules are they?
How dare you set rules for the Major League Baseball player?
Look, if I have to go drug test to get a job at a convenience store...
Well, that's the convenience store's decision. They're not being forced by the government to do that, you know.
Well, make it an even playing field. All puns intended.
Then an even playing field is to let the convenience stores hire whomever they want, which they do, and then let the Major League Sports...
My point is I see no point where the Major League Sports players have a room to bitch.
The players don't have any say in this. The players are going to have to do whatever the league wants them to do. Now, if it's the league that has decided to not do the testing for whatever reason, or I guess some of them do some testing, but according to John McCain, it's not enough.
It's
or the
all
rules
about
aren't
money.
Enough.
We know that.
Well, you it is all about money.
Now, look.
And in the case of John McCain, in the case of John McCain, let me get this out. In the case of John McCain, it's all about money too, because he's grandstanding so that he gets the publicity, so that he can give the favors to the people he wants to give the favors to. It's not just the Major
Welcome
League sports
politics.
Guys. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I have a problem with it. And how you can support somebody like that who's willing to wave guns around and point them at people, I don't understand that.
No,
Terry.
I'm just saying he's one of the few honest ones we have up there.
Don't believe it for a second. He is a scumbag politician just like the rest of them. He passed the McCain-Feingold Act, the campaign finance reform that they passed. It was huge against freedom, major anti-freedom efforts.
He wants your First Amendment. He might have sat as a prisoner of war, and, you know, I consider that a very respectable thing to have done, but at the same time, he wants your First Amendment, and he wants it bad.
He wants to make you a prisoner in the United States, and I don't think that's worth supporting
at all.
Well,
from what I can tell, pretty much they all want to do that.
Yeah,
I agree.
You're right about that, except for Ron Paul.
It was like the last election. What the hell are we going to do?
Well, you could have voted Libertarian. What did you do, Terry?
Well, I voted Kerry.
Oof.
Oh, well,
there you go.
You know, it's
you
like,
want big government? You vote for big government.
No, I'm just saying. Well, what was, you know, libertarian.
Yeah, you've got to vote for what you believe in, Terry.
All that's going to do is take a vote away from who?
No, you don't. No, those people don't own votes. You're not taking away votes from them. You're not stealing their votes.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Like the last election, I've got two parties here. I know one of them's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Libertarian didn't have a chance in hell.
Well,
I'll tell you who I think would make an excellent president.
Look who else didn't have a chance in hell.
An excellent president? Ralph Nader would...
He's a communist, Terry. He's a communist. Terry, we got to go. Good call. Call us again sometime. Good call. 800-259-9231. Ralph Nader is he is a socialist of the reddest order. And John Kerry and George Bush aren't really that much different from him. They're all big government freaks. They all want to control you and tell you how to live your life and how to run your business. And I've had enough of it. And the libertarians would have had a chance if people who believed in smaller government actually voted for it instead of stealing votes from the other parties. More Free Talk Live on the way. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent their photos in to be part of the Shrine, and you could too if you're a lady listening. You can email your picture to FTL@freetalklive.com. But be sure you go check out the Shrine first. Make sure it's something you want to be a part of. And choose...
Seems fair.
Right, and decide if you want to be a validated Shriner as well, which is the ladies that have sent us their photo with actually a sign. They're usually holding a sign that references Free Talk Live, so it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are indeed a Free Talk Live listener. So check it out, freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry is, I think that Terry probably, if we'd asked him, and we didn't, if we'd asked him if he wanted less government, he'd probably say yes.
Sounds right.
Unfortunately.
Doesn't everybody want that?
Yes. Unfortunately, well, I think most people do. Unfortunately, Terry has kind of been sold on the system by people like John McCain, who passed campaign finance reform regulations that keep third parties out.
They do.
Of politics. They keep the Green Party out. They keep the Libertarian Party out. They keep all the other third parties out. And there's a reason for that. They like the closed system. They like the two-party system because there's not as much competition. There's not as much challenge to their power and challenge to their authority. So people like John McCain, for all his years that he spent in lockup over in Vietnam or whatever, he sure as hell came back here to build some bars around your house and keep you from being a free citizen. Now, I don't know if he was drafted or if he joined voluntarily.
I believe that he was volunteer. I think he was an officer.
I would guess he was volunteer as well. You know, the war was bad. I find it, I mean, as terrible as it must have been, I find it hard to feel sorry for somebody who volunteered. Now, I would feel sorry for a draftee who ended up in a POW camp, but you volunteered into a war. You volunteered into a military. You knew what you were getting into.
Now, I disagree. You know, the advertising's so strong for the military, uh-huh. and there's so much backing for the military, that when you're talking 18, 19, 20-year-old right. kid, they just don't know. I mean, it seems like
That's
a good
true.
Idea. I can tell you, I was ready to go to Desert Storm. I wanted to go.
Okay. Fair enough.
Know. Fortunately, I didn't make it, but...
The other thing Terry said about the votes, stealing the votes, the idea that voting for a Libertarian candidate was going to take a vote from one of the other two parties?
Those parties, they don't... The votes don't belong to them.
Right. They don't own your vote.
No.
They don't have a set amount of votes that they go into the election with, and they kind of trade them back and forth by people deciding between the two. No.
Where are the votes for the Whigs? Because they were there before the Democrats and the Republicans. Don't they deserve, you know, a certain amount of votes?
Yeah, they were at zero votes before the 2004 election.
Right.
And then afterwards, we found out how many they got. Now, if everybody in America who felt like we did voted the way they felt, if they even knew there was a candidate they could vote for, because that's a whole other issue. Another thing that old John McCain's real good at is keeping the third parties completely out of the debates. We had our guy actually get arrested.
Yeah.
Michael Badnarik and the Green Party candidate, David Cobb, were arrested outside of one of the debates because they were trying to get in. They were trying to get in to actually serve a legal notice on one of the campaign managers or something like that. But they were arrested and nobody talked about it because there's a big blackout on third parties, and for good reason. We scare them. These ideas frighten people like John McCain because he knows that if we get our ideas out there, he might lose an election.
Yep.
And then he'd lose his power. And then like Bob Barr, he'd probably start talking from principle again. Old Bob Barr from Georgia voted against freedom for all the years he was in office, and now he's the head of some sort of pro-freedom movement. It's amazing.
Yeah.
This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Hour number two is on the way. Manwich's impressions of Star Wars coming up.
If you're tired of...